Okay, today's daf is Erevin Dav Yud Ches, the first daf here in the second parak, and we'll talk about the creation of Adam and Chava, the Bria of Adam and Chava, which comes up here on Yud Ches Amid Aleph. So the Gemara has a couple of memories by even Hashem al Gemas Atzela. Hashem built the rib, he took the rib of Adam, Rav Shmuel, Chadam or Partsuf, Chadam or Zanav. Machlokas Rav Shmuel, whether the addition to Adam that was later made into Isha was, it was a double face being or a one being with a tail. And the Gemara says that also affects how you learn the Pasuk in Tehillim, Achar V'Kedem Sartani. And the Gemara continues, goes through the Klala a little bit. Let's focus on the Gemara a little bit towards the bottom. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yavo brought a stira between two psukim. Rabbi Yavo Rami, Ksiv Zachar Nekeva Bara'am. Zachar Nekeva, he created them, plural. V'Ksiv Kibitzalam Alokim Bara Oso. Hashem created him. So is it a them or is it a him? Which one is it? So the Gemara answers, Betchila also b'machshava livro shnayim. Originally, the original machshava of Hashem was to create man as two separate beings, Adam and Isha. Ulebasof lo nivra ela echad. But lamaskana, he decided that no, I'm going to create Adam as one being and then split. So the Shaila is, the Marsha asks and others ask, many a Sheva Brachas Torah comes from this Gemara. I don't understand. Hashem originally wanted to create man as two, but then said, no, I've created him as one. And then what happened? Then he separated Chava from Adam and created two anyway, and then brought them back together and made one. So what's going on? So if you wanted to have one, two anyway, so why don't you just create two? And you're going to bring them together. What exactly is the message that's going on there? So the Maharsha in Ksubis on Daf Ches says that, for his two parts. First, we'll do the first line. He says, Kenyan sha'amru betchila, Allah b'machshava livros t'midas hadin. What is the Allah b'machshava, and then the change of mind? He thought originally to create Adam with me, to create the world with midas hadin. Ra'a she'ein ha'olam miskayim. He saw that the world wouldn't be able to exist. So therefore, he changed it to midas harachamim. Din and rachamim. So the Marsha is just using this as a mashal, which he will get to the nimshal in a minute. But even before we get to his nimshal, it's interesting, I think, that he's using this as a mashal. Because the Beis HaOtzar of Yosef Engel in Mareches, Areches Alevav, Klal Chav Zayin, in my edition, it's on page 90. He talks about Zachar and Akeva are Din and Rachamim. And coming together, they create a mixture and a hybrid of what the world is supposed to be. Right? One would think also that Adam, Zachar is Din, and Isha is Rachamim. He has it the other way, Api Kabbalah, because man is the Mashpia, and the Isha and the Nekev is the Mushpa, but either way, the Marshal uses it as a Mashal, but it's used as a Zachar and a Keva, a Kabbalistic message itself. And remember, one other point related to Din and Rachamim, the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Emor discusses that Rosh Hashanah itself is a day of a mixture of Din and Rachamim, the day that Adam was created. Right, Hayom Haras Olam. The Ramban writes in Parshas Emor that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur both have these days, these midos in it. V'lama yaskir akas of truo v'lo yaskir at kios klal lo Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim. V'chulu u'mipreishi kolula min arachamim tkiya lefaneu l'achareha. Again, he's talking Kabbalistically here. V'Rosh Hashanah misyachin midas hadin u'manhig olamo. U'biyam akipurim midas rachamim. Rosh Hashanah is Din, Yom Kippur is Rachamim, but then he says, Rosh Hashanah Yom Din B'Rachamim, V'Yom HaKippurim Yom Rachamim B'Din. What exactly does that mean? The Rosh Hashanah, the Iker is Din, but the Rachamim is Meshutaf to it. Yom HaKippurim, the Iker is Rachamim, but Din is Meshutaf to it. So the Marsha gives this as a mashal for Zachar and Akeva, but we see Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes from the Baalei Kabbalah that it's really a tighter connection with Zachar and Akeva, and the Ramban says that's what Rosh Hashanah is about, and that's the day that Adam and Chava were created. But either way, getting back to the Marsha and the Nimshal. So the Marsha says, just like Hashem wanted to create with Din, and then changed it to, so to speak, in quotes, changed it to Rachamim, so to Adam and Chava. What's the message? U'kishara olav ha-machshav ha-livros beiz kishar ha-nevroim. Says the Marsha, Hashem originally thought to create man as two separate beings, like all other creatures, like all other animals were created as two. U'kishara sha-adam kulo kitata, but when he saw that man was full of fighting and arguments, the ena olam yachol his kayim kain, v'tzorach shalom v'shem yudkei b'nehem, you need yudkei, the isha has the hey and the ish has the yud, Baro echad al shmosh lakadosh baruch hu shu yachid ba'olamo ulai sheyishalom b'neim ki iluhim guf echad. What's the Marsha trying to say? So the way that it is explained, and many mafarshim talk about this, that marriage is based on two different people, two different strengths, two different talents, two different worlds coming together. They're not a mirror image of each other, but they complement each other. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, says the Marsha, that if he created man and woman as two separate beings, Adam and Chava being a model for all man and woman, they would never get married because they're so different and everybody comes from such different worlds and such different backgrounds, they would never get married. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He created them together. He created them as one unit, one neshama, and then he separated them. So that when they come back together, there is a reunification. It's coming back. There's a natural natiya towards each other, and that is how marriage happens. Because you're taking the differences between them, but there's enough unity between them to be able to come together to create one solid marriage based on the different strengths and talents within the marriage. It's similar to the mashal given, or Salvechik, another achronim give the mashal of the Gemara Nida on Daf Lamed, where Simoi tells us that in utero, the child gets nourished from the mother physically and also spiritually. What happens? Umalamdin also call it Tarakula. He learns all of Torah in utero. The Kivan Shabbal Avir Ha'olam. Once he comes out, Baha Malach Vesitra Al Piv. The Malach comes and gives him a little patch on his mouth. Umeshacho call it Tarakula. And he forgets all of Torah. Shenemar La Pesach Chatas Rovets. He forgets all of Torah. So ask all the Mefarshim. I understand why he's caught to forget it, because he has to earn it. But why then is he taught it in the first place? If he's going to forget it anyway, and he has to earn it, so don't teach it to him, and let the child just learn the Torah. So why does he have to be taught it and then cause to forget it? So the Mefarshim explain, it's to create the natural netiya, the natural tendency inside every Jew towards Torah. That's what's created by the Malach learning. And when we have a feeling, when we have a connection throughout our lives and we feel something inside, that's a womb moment. That's connection going back to the womb when he was taught Kol HaTorah Kula. But again, that's similar here. Kadosh Baruch Hu created man and woman as one and then separated them. Again, the Machshava was to create as one because that's the ultimate. It's created as two, because the ultimate is to have two different people in the marriage. But Hashem saw they would never get together, so he created them as one and then separated them. This idea is also found in the Rishonim, in the three generations of Rishonim, going in order. First comes the Ravid and the Balei HaNefesh, the Hakdama to the Balei HaNefesh, the Ravid Sefer on Hilchos Nida. Says the Ravid, Vani Bakalu Sichli, Ki Letovas HaAdam, Ulahanaso Baru HaKelachad. Hashem created us as one for our good. Ki Ilu Nivru Zachar Nekeva Min HaAdama. If Adam and Chava, Zachar and Nekeva, were created as two from the ground, Kasher Nivru Shar HaNivraim, like all other creations were, Haiso HaIsha Eitzala Adam Ki Behema Nekeva Eitzala Zachar, then man and woman would be just like the males and the females of the animals. Sheinu Kabbalah Salah Sholtonos HaZachar, she does not accept the authority of the male, V'lo Omedes HaSlo L'Shimusho, and she wouldn't be there to be with him and live with him. There would be no relationship. And the mating would just be a physical brutality. Who's stronger than who? This one grabs that one. The ishla darko yifnu. Gam einam miuchadim zelazeh. They also wouldn't be monogamous. They wouldn't be one mate. Lefisha tchilasam zeh nivra b'fnei atzma v'zeh nivra b'fnei atzma. They're all separate. V'lachein bara habore tzorech ha'adam v'hana osav. Ubara oso yechidis. That's why Hashem created them all as one unit to begin with. Velokach achas mitzalosav ubana mimeno es haisha. And he took part of him and created isha. Ve'evi al adam lios lo leisha v'lios ezlo laz la'ezer l'misad. Mipnei shi nechsheves elov kechen me'evarav. A husband and wife should always look at each other as one guf. She is like one of his limbs. That's where she originally was from. Asher nivru l'shamsho. V'chi ye adam moshel aleh kamoshlo alevarav. The body yearns to be together. So everyone has to do all the parts of the body. So too the husband and the wife should yearn to be together, and that's why they were created as one. And then he says, When he originally thought, he's like, what could be the best? What could be the best for man and woman? If Hashem would have created man just like the animals, then there wouldn't be an Ezer, and that's why he didn't create it. Tov ayos Adam levado klomar ein tov sheyeh Adam misbodeid kmo abehema sheinan akeva misyachedes etzel hazachar, and therefore he created them together. And he quotes the pasuk vayu lebasarecha klomar reuya zu shetia etzli tamid vani etzla. They should look at each other and always yearn to be together. Right, so that's similar to the lashon of the Rambam in Ilchas Ishus about the beautiful, perfect marriage, but the Ravid is portraying that here in the Hagdama of the Bali HaNefesh. So that is the Ravid. Going down one generation, the Ramban. The Ramban has this in a much quoted Ramban that we've quoted before, and that's the Ramban on the same pasuk of V'hayu L'Basar Echad. Remember the story, the pasuk in Bereishis, where Rashi quotes, what does it mean that man leaves his parents? V'hayu L'Basar Echad. Rashi says, Havlad notzar al yedei shnehem. The baby, the vlad, is the basar echad. V'sham naseh b'sarim echad. That's where the basar becomes one in the child. Says the Ramban, v'ein bazetam. I don't agree with that pshat of Rashi. Ki gama behema v'chaya yilu basar echad v'vlad oseihem. Because this pasuk seems to be saying something unique about human beings, and even animals have basar echad through the generations, through the reproduction, through offspring. So v'hanachon be'en, I said the Ramban, it's something unique here to humans. Ki abehema v'chaya ein lehem dveikas b'nekev oseyem. Animals don't have dveikas, don't have relationships with their females. Avo yavo azach raleza nekev oseyem suv yavo lehem. They mate. They don't get married. U'mipnei zeh omar akasuv. That's why the pasuk says, ba'avur shenekev as ha'adam ha'isa etzem me'atzamav. Ubasar mibsaro, because the nekeva is a bone of bones and the flesh of flesh, the davak bo, the haisa b'cheko kibsaro, and sticks to each other, the yachbots bo lios tamidimo, and he yearns to be with her, kasher haya zeba adam husam betivo betoldosav, lios pasacharim beim dvekim inishoseyem, it's in the bria to have this desire to be together, ozen etzavim es imam, leaving the parents, veron es nishosehen, Kilu ein imam lebasar echad, seeing our spouse as if they are one basar, because they are one basar. It came from basar echad, and that's where it goes to. So the Ravid in the Bali HaNefesh, the Ramban in Bereishis, and finally the Rashba, going down one generation also, like the Ravid, the Rashba in a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Siman Samach, the second half of that tshuva, he discussed it. O yesh lefarish, he relates to our Gemara. B'tchilu ala b'machshav alev roshnayim. Originally, Hashem wanted to create us too. In Yitzira Shabba Lechayim, Shenivra Zachar Bifnei Atzmo, Vadekeva Bifnei Atzmo, just like the other animals. V'acharkach Lo Nivra Ela Echad. It was later created as one. Lomar Shetehei Ha'isha Lekucha Migufo Umitzalosav Lios Keechan Meivar Volish Tokek Bito Eles to yearn, and it could be Lito Eles Bala Bahabal Mishtokek Bito Alsa, and they each yearn for each other. And he quotes Dveikus behem emes v'chazak yoter midveikus haben la'av aleim shumi gufam. Even harder, even the child also comes from the parents. But this connection that he chooses and becomes basar echad with the spouse, with the wife, is even stronger. Because this isn't just from; this was actually from his body. Echad. It's only as one. And finally, the Gur Aryeh also in Bereishis and Perek Aleph Pasach Chav Zayin discusses this idea of Allah b'machshava and the change. What does that mean? So the Maharal writes, based on the idea of the Ramban, that there is certain matter, there is a certain hiyuli that Hashem first created, and then from that matter he created everything afterwards. So he says, V'yem Tomar says the Ma'ara, Alam Nivra Adam Du Partzufin, Yosem Yikala Nivraim, Amnam Davar Zed Davar Mufle V'chachma Ma'od. This is very deep. Shekamo Ha'adam, Shu Yachid B'tachtonim, just like man is unique, Shailonim Se B'tachtonim, Baldea V'haskel, there's no other being that has Bechira and intellect, L'fichach Roi Shetia B'riyaso B'achdus Gomor, so it only is appropriate that he has a unified creation, if he is a unique being. If man and woman were created separately, said they're not parallel to Hashem. Right? The Medrash says, Ani yachid elyonim v'ata yachid betachtonim. But if man and woman were created separately, they wouldn't be yachid. Lefichach, lefiskulaso, shemesukal, pa'achtos, betachtonim, nivru du partzufin, pa'achtos lagamri. That's why they were created as one. That's why they created as one. What does it mean, olam machshava as two? Because really they are mechulak b'tzurasan. Man and woman are different. This is going back to that marsha. Lachin achashar olam machshava libro sayu shnayim. Shetzuras hazachar bilvad v'tzuras hanakeva bilvad. But kasher nivra befal begufo, when Hashem saw it was time to create, so to speak, hayah chomer mekabel tzuras shnayim. The chomer, the world needed man and woman as a unit. Man and woman as a two halves of one coin. Shachomer einu muchan lekabel tzuras hazachar b'fnei atzmo v'tzuras hanakeva b'fnei atzmo. Rak shachomer muchan lekabel tzuras ha'adam. Adam is man and woman together. So Hashem had to speak, so to speak, had to change the chomer in order to be able for it to be makabel Adam and Chava as one, and then split it, and then come back together as one. Again, this gets into a little bit the olam machshava, very difficult language. What does that mean? Chas v'shalom, all the mafarshim explained, Hashem didn't change his mind. Hashem's mind doesn't look like ours. It doesn't mean that Hashem had a second thought. Olam machshava, two ideas. One, based on the Yalkut Shimoni, one of the Achronim, the Kikayin de Yonah says, based on the Yalkut and Brachus. What Yalkut and Brachus discusses that Hashem brought all the animals to Adam to give them a name. Haviron lefnei Adam, amalei mashmo, amalei zeshmo. Zeshmo Shor v'zechamor zesuz zegamal. Amar leviata mashimcha. What's your name? Hashem asks man. Amar le ani noeli kros Adam. Shenevresi min haadama. Call me Adam. V'ani mashmi noel lechal hikaros. And what are you going to call me? Hashem asks Adam. Hashem shahata adon lakol. Obar kadosh baruch hu ani Hashem hushmi shekaro li Adam arishon. Fine. Chazer v'avir lefanav zugos zugos. He brought everyone in front of him in pairs. Omar lakol yish benzug v'li ein benzug. Where's my benzug? Uladam lamatze is a kenegdo. V'lamalo baralo betchila. Why didn't Hashem originally give Adam Chava? Why'd he wait till Adam recognizes and then yearns for a mate? Elat safa kadosh baruch hu shu sofo likros ala tagar. Eventually, Adam's going to blame her. Right? Ha'isha shenazatali. Lo baralo ashetava befif. Because you're going to blame me? You're going to blame her, so I'm not creating her until you ask for it. So then when you complain, we can say, well, you asked for her. And therefore, that's olam b'machshava, to create, but then Hashem waited in order for Adam to ask for it. Another idea, my Rebbe, Moi Rabbi Rosenzweig, like always said, that olam b'machshava always means that there's an ideal. The machshava represents an ideal, even though it's not the reality. But olam b'machshava libros b'din. The reality is that the world can't exist in din, so therefore this shituf barachamim. But there's an ideal of din. So here too, there's an ideal of olam b'machshava livros shnayim. There's an ideal of two, because each one has strengths and background and talents, as we've said. But lamaisa, it was one. But again, both of them have important elements. Also related to this is the big discussion of the mefarshim of Ezer Kenegdo. What exactly does that mean, Ezer Kenegdo? So again, Rashi says that it's either or. Either or, says Rashi, zacha Ezer, l'matzalasam Ezer, let me just find the line in Rashi. Eselo Ezer kinegdo. Rashi says, where's the Elushin in Rashi? Lo tov heyosa adam levado, eselo Ezer kinegdo, zacha Ezer, lo zacha kinegdo, mismedrish in the Bereishis Rabba. If he zoche, isha is an Ezer, and if not he zoche, it's kinegdo. It says the Netziv in a much discussed comment, no. Zacha Ezer Kenegdo is one idea. In order to be a great Ezer, you have to have a little of Kenegdo. You have to have a little complement, not exactly the same. It's not litzaro. Ela kavanasha nigud yehila ezer. Sharimishu kasani viragzani. Somebody who has a temper. Imishtote own misaydolakach. If the woman also has a temper, forget it. This whole family is going to explode. Even though they're both happy at the time that they're getting angry because they're feeding off each other, once the anger subsides, if the spouse is an opposite type of compliment, mitchila v'teshakech kamaso, and calms his anger, v'tefayis oso adam shumar gezalav, and you appease the person, even though you're upset at the moment, b'komako miya ezer amiti, in the long run, that's a true ezer, she'en l'mala himenu. And that's the same thing, ukedome b'chol hamidos. And that's ezer kenegdo. To be the best ezer is to be able to be a little bit of kenegdo. Again, there's a lot. There are Chaim HaKadosh also on this pasuk in Beis Yudches discusses this at length. But this is some of the ideas about Bria Sa'adam and a little bit of Agadata here in Meseches Eruvin.